and thank God God gave me opportunity to preach the gospel in this our own chapel.
感谢神，我们有这个机会让我来到这个新的会堂里面。
Many times I've preached in the place in the rent place, and it feels like a little uncomfortable.
每次在一个租的会堂里面做service的时候，我总是觉得有点不太舒服。
We have all experienced the same thing when we open the door and we know feel that it's not ours, so I feel we're very very careful.
所以我们都感觉到同样的事情，每一次我们打开门的时候觉得都不是自己的，所以心里觉得有点不太舒服。
But today is when I drove in here in a parking lot, it feels great that it's ours.
今天我开车停在停车场的时候觉得很心里很高兴，因为觉得这是我们自己的。
I hope that God continue to bless this church and each one of you, guide you and bless you.
我们恳求神继续祝福这个教会，让我们带领我们每一个人。
Today's topic that I'd like to share with you for the mutual encouragement to enlarge the place of your tent.
今天我愿意为大家一起分享扩展的帐篷。
We know the concept of a blessing and as a generally something that increase something expand something then consider it's a blessing.
当我们考虑到一个祝福的时候，我们总是希望能够增加一些东西，扩展一些东西。
Something decrease something disappear from us something then consider it's not a blessing.
当什么东西如果是消失掉或者是减少的话，我们就认为那不是祝福。
So enlarge the place of your tent, that which is our Lord's house, is considered a great spiritual blessing for each one of us.
所以我们如果能够扩展主的房子，主的宫殿，我们认为这是神给到的最大的祝福。
The prospering the church means each one of our family and each one of us individually also be blessed by God.
这个教会得到祝福，意味着我们每一个人也得到神的祝福。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
我们看以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse from 1 to 3.
我们来看五十四章，以赛亚书五十四章第一到第三节。
Chapter 54 from verse 1. Shout for joy, O barren one, you who have borne no child. Break forth into joyful shouting and cry aloud, you who have no travailed. For the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of the married woman, say the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and stretch out the curtain of your dwellings, spear not, length your court and strengthen your pegs. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendant will possess the nations, and they will resettle the desolate cities. And this is the word of God that prophesied for the Israelites their future.
这是先知对耶路撒冷的预言。
We know that Israel is the one blessed by God and they're from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and on and their descendants.
我们知道以色列人是受神祝福的一族，从亚伯拉罕到以撒。
When they came from land of Egypt and they conquered the land of Canaan, so their life is prospering in the promised land.
从他们到埃及，从埃及出来到迦南地，他们的生活逐渐的变得兴旺。
When they remember the God's name, when they worship the Lord only, and God bless them, God guide them, and a smooth path in their life.
所以当他们遵守神的诫命，遵守神的道的时候，神就祝福他们，他们的生活就很平顺。
But when they forsake God and their life walk away from God and they worship the idol and then God punished them and God chastised them.
当他们背叛神去拜偶像的时候，神就惩罚他们。
But their history we know the very sad history because toward to the ends of their kingdoms, the both of the kingdom they forsake God, which is irritate God's eyes.
我们知道有一个很悲伤的结局，对这两个王国来说，他们最后都背叛了神。
So the both of the kingdom, they all destroyed by the foreign kingdom.
所以以色列跟犹大两个王国都被外国来毁灭掉了。
It seems that their whole promised land that they desolated and all everything is perished.
所有神应许的土地都消失掉了。
So according to here the 54 verse 1, shout for joy, a barren one, you who have born no child, break forth into joyful shouting and cry aloud, you who have not travailed for the son of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of the married woman, say the Lord. The verse 1 here describes their situation was that sounds quite bad, but God will restore them.
这里讲到，你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未经产男的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。这是神说的。这里讲到这个情况，实际上是预言将来的就是以色列将来神会恢复他们以前的荣耀。
It's like the metaphor. It's kind of the illustration in a way as like for the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of a married woman, say the Lord. We can as a compare this way.
所以我们可以比较这个不怀孕不生养的会要比经过有丈夫的儿女更多。
And also the verse 2, and God prophesied to them, that said to them, that encouraged them, their place of their tent will enlarge.
并且第二章神在这里预言他们的领地将会扩大。
And stretch one the curtain your dwelling and spare not the length of your cord and strengthen your pegs.
所以这里要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，放长你的绳子，坚固你的瘸子。
And continually blessed in verse 3, therefore their desolate place now to the resettle and then their prospering on the city.
第三节讲到他们继续预言说这荒凉的城邑将有人居住，然后将重新兴旺。
Now we know during the time of day of Pentecost, the way back to 2,000 years ago, God bless those people who believe in Jesus, Christ.
所以这两千年前，神就预言了，他们神要祝福那些相信主耶稣的人。
When the early rain came down, that the Holy Spirit revived their faith and strengthening them to prospering their church.
所以当早雨来临的时候，圣灵加强个人的信仰，来使教会兴旺。
And spread the gospel to the whole world. Many apostles that they dedicated commit their life to preaching the gospel.
所以福音就传到了世界的各个角落，圣徒们很多为此献上自己的生命。
But eventually, the truth cannot stay. The gospel couldn't stay for everlasting, but it eventually corrupted and walk away and from the truth.
但是福音并没有持续下去，但后来就偏离了真道。
It's like a desolate that which is the go there, find out the land. It seems sounds. There is the name is there, the promised land, but actually get there, there's nothing there.
所以这就像是神应许了一块土地，当你去的到那里的时候，却没有任何东西在那里，像是一个荒凉的城邑。
Now we are now our generation near to the coming of His second coming.
像我们这一代就是，离主第二次来的时候很近了。
Now Lord Jesus sent us again His holy, precious Holy Spirit in our church.
所有神又赐给我们他宝贵的圣灵给我们的教会。
So let us revive our faith and our truth back to like a first time.
说让我们将我们的信仰重新恢复到以前像早雨的时候的一样。
And this is a great blessing that that God bless us and promise us enlarge the place of our tent.
这是神伟大的祝福，祝福我们能够扩张我们的帐幕。
I hope that this Northridge Church is the place that the location here to really blessed by God, that place can preach the gospel to our community around here.
我希望北岭教会真的是神祝福的地方，能够兴旺起来，能够把福音传给这附近的人。
So this tent is getting enlarged and to reach the bigger and more people come to the Lord to bless the blessed by God and worship to the Lord.
所以当这个帐幕变大的时候，更多人就会来到教会来接受神的祝福。
So we, quantity wise and quality wise, our church can expand, to reach to the God's expectations.
我们要在质量和数量两方面都要增加，来满足神的期望。
It is important that each one of us we dedicate our time and effort, our heart and our prayer for the church and for ourselves.
我想每个人都努力的祷告，努力的为神做工是非常重要的。
It's not somebody else's work, but each one we have to think that this is my work and your work.
我们不能想这是别人的工作，这实际上应该这么想，应该说是我们每个人的工作。
Each one of our work is put together to become enlarged this place of his tent.
所以当我们每个人的工作合起来的时候，我们的这个帐幕就能扩大。
In order to expand this church and prospering our church, each one of our faith, individual faith, is very important.
如果教会要兴旺的话，我们每个人的信仰也是非常重要的。
Each one, our faith should be stand firm in the sight of God.
我们在神面前应该站立得住。
That way, that we whole church can, strong in the our faith in the Lord.
所以我们整个教会的信仰就能够在主面前站立得住。
I'm thinking about why the Israel, the kingdom of Judea or Judah also these two countries, why.They were perished eventually.
我在那想，为什么以色列国和犹大国最终给毁灭掉了
？Because each one of their peoples, their faith is not strong in the sight of God.
因为他们中很多人，每个人他的信仰都在神面前站立不住。
We know that God sent many prophets to, especially to, Northern Kingdom Israel.
我们知道神送了很多先知到以色列的北方。
We know the famous prophet Elijah.
我们知道很著名的先知以利亚。
He's a really mighty man, and that he's the man of God, and he even rebuked the king's wrongdoing for God.
他是一个很有能力的人，他是一个神人，他甚至能够斥责王的错误作为。
When King Ahab he corrupted and he picked his wife for the Jezebel from the foreign kingdoms, foreign country, that corruption is more a speedy way to corrupt the whole entire nations.
所以当王选择那个耶洗别作为他的皇后的时候，这个整个国家就更加的。
When Jezebel she hired these false prophets, Baal's prophet, 450s, and these prophets start to work to the nation to pull their faith away from God.
所以当耶洗别招来了四百五十个假先知，这些人就把民的信仰从神面前带走。
At that time, there's many people, 10 tribes in the located in the northern kingdom, but nobody dared to come out to against these people who are doing wrong against the God.
那时候以色列有十个族住在那里，但是没有人出来反对这件事情。
Each tribes is more than the beginning of 40,000.
那时候每一个族都有将近四万以上的人。
And toward to that time, several hundred passed by, so there's many people there The generation by generation is blessed by God, but nobody dared to come up to confront against the false prophet and also the Jezebel.
他们在那里住了很多年，他们接受了很大的祝福，但是却没有一个人能够站立出来为神的道来说话。
When God chose Elijah to send to the king to Ahab to rebuke him.For punishment of God by the drought, only the one man can stand up for the people, the king and Jezebel.
所以以利亚当时他就被神送去斥责亚哈王，来斥责他跟耶洗别的作为。
There's about 7,000 people. They didn't bow down to the idol, but still they cannot stand up themselves.
有七千人，他们虽然没有去拜偶像，但是他们也不能自己站立出来。
Even though they do not bow down to the Baals and the idol, but still their face is not strong enough to stand up against the King Ahab and Jezebel.
所以虽然他那七千人并没有去拜偶像，但是他们的信仰也不够坚强，所以他们不能出来反对亚哈王跟耶洗别皇后。
So when Elijah summoned and then make request for the contest between the false prophets, many people gathered on the mounted camels.
所以当以利亚去斥责那四百五十个先知的时候，很多人来聚集来观看。
But this multitude has no power and no strength.
但是他们没有力量。
Each one of their faces is not strong enough to come up to support.
所以他们的力量都不够坚强，他们都不能出来支持以利亚。
So Elijah asked them, "To which side do you want to choose?"
所以他们以利亚就问他们，你们要选择哪一面
？If you think that the Baal is your king, and choose it, choose that one.
如果你认为那个偶像是你们的王的话，那你就选他嘛。
But if you think that God, our God, is your true God, then choose God.
但如果神是你真神的话，你应该选择神。
But at that time, nobody can choose the one of them.
但是那些人都没法做出选择。
Maybe some of them in the multitude, there is a people who do not worship the idols, some of them.
可能有些人并没有去那个崇拜偶像。
Maybe some of them, there's one of 7,000.
就是这里面只有一些人没有去。
But still, they cannot say loud as a brought out their voice, I'm belong to God.
但是他们还是不能站立出来为神说话。
And later on, when the contest start and the false prophet they asking for God for the sending the fire, but it didn't work. And then Elijah put it together, repair the altar, and then ask God, and God sent fire.
所以当竞争开始的时候，那些假先知请神降下火来，结果没有能成功。结果但是以利沙，请神降火，结果他们神就降下火来。
At that time, the people started convinced that their dad is the true God.
这时候人们才意识到，这以利沙是依靠的真神。
But they motivated this contest to bring their heart to kill all the false prophet there.
所以他这时候他们才去杀掉那个假所有的假先知。
But later on, that they cleansed themselves and also their repent is not enough to change the entire nation.
但他们的悔恨跟他们悔改并不足够，所以不能改变整个国家的命运。
So continually corrupted the nations of all the people.
所以他们的国家继续败坏。
Why? Because each one of the faith is not strong enough to stand alone.
就是因为他们每个人的信仰不是坚强，不是足够的坚强。
We as the children of God, we do many things in the church, or we say we do the holy work.
我们作为神的儿女，我们做了神很多的工。
Maybe each one of our the roles and our work is very important in the church.
每个人我们做的工作都是在教会很重要。
Now we have to dedicate our time and our effort.
所以我们必须花时间，我们必须努力。
But then each one of our faith has to strongly firm in the sight of God.
但是我们更重要，每个人的信仰必须在神面前能站立得住。
Here the Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5.
我们看以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5.
第五节，以赛亚书五十四章第五节。
For your husband is your maker. Here they describe as the God as their husband.
第五节说，神是你造你的是你的丈夫。
We know because our relationship between God and us is a husband and wife.
我们知道我们跟神的关系就像是丈夫跟妻子一样。
If God is a husband, then we each one of us we are the wife.
如果神是丈夫，那我们每个人都是妻子。
It is important our heart as to faithful to our wife.
所以非常重要的事情就是我们必须对我们的丈夫忠诚。
Now we have to each time when we kneel down to God, when we pray, we think about that. What is your relationship, my relationship between God and us?
所以每次我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们都要想一想，我们跟神的关系到底是怎么样子。
Truly, my faith and your faith is really sincere and faithful enough to stand alone in the between God and us.
所以我们要想一想我们的信仰，我们的是不是虔诚，足够的虔诚，可以在神面前站立得住。
Before we work for the Lord, this is the most important portion that we have to go through this one first.
所以在我们为神做工之前，这是非常重要的一个环节，我们必须经过这一关。
If we do not clear these portions, then we can dedicate our time and effort toward the end, we cannot get anything out of it.
所以如果我们不经过这一节，我们即使花时间做圣工，到最后我们会 得不到任何东西。
So let us always think about first that when we can close our eyes, that we can make a good relationship with God, strengthening our relationship between God and us first.
所以每次当我们闭上眼睛的时候，我们都要加近与神的距离，让我们祷告 加强自己的信仰。
So that we will put our time and effort to the Lord, do not turn out to be vain.
In a hand.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
让我们看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23.
我们看马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节。
This is very famous verses.
This is a very famous verse.
Chapter 7 from verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out the demons, and in your name performed many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And yet many people say the Lord, Lord, their appearance, it seems that they're powerful men in the church, it looks like.
这里很多人说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？这些人看起来应该是教会里面比较有能力的人。
Don't you think here that all the many people, verse 22, they assign the word for the Lord in the church, they become even prophesizing in the name of God, and even casting out the demons and perform the many miracles. This is a wonderful work in the church.
所以这些人能够传道、赶鬼、还行异能，这是非常重要的教会的工作。
Many people can see this work very clearly in the church.
我们在教会里面可以经常看到这样的工作。
Many people can praise those people who perform the miracle and casting out the demons and those prophesying the name of God.
我们都会赞扬这种人，因为他们为神做了很大的工。
But important thing is that we each one of us truly will our relationship between God and us truly stand firm. It is the matter.
但是更重要的事情是每一个这个人都必须跟神的他的信仰都必须在神面前站立得住。
When Jesus sent his disciple to send to the town to preach the gospel.
当主耶稣送他的门徒去传福音的时候，
Jesus already gave them a power to casting out the demons.
主耶稣给他们可以去赶鬼的能力。
And they have an authority given from Jesus Christ. They preach the gospel.
他们也有神给的传福音的恩赐。
When they perform the miracle casting out the demon, it worked.
当他们去赶鬼的时候，这他们真正的成功了。
And they went back to Jesus Christ. They're so joy because wow, I'm a very powerful man, and I casting out the demons.
所以他们回到主耶稣，他们觉得很高兴，觉得我好有能力，我能够把鬼赶出去。
Do not rejoice because you're casting out the demon. Rejoice because your name is recorded in the book of life.
所以不要因为你能赶鬼而去感到高兴，而要因为你的名字被记在生命册上而感到高兴。
It is important our relation between God. This is a priority one.
所以我们每个人跟神的关系都是非常重要的事情。
Once this one is strong, then we can do the next step.
所以只有当这一件事情做对了之后，我们才能去做下一步。
We know that God testing Abraham several times.
我们知道神来试验亚伯拉罕很多次。
Abraham he obeyed at the beginning. God asked him to leave his place.
首先，神叫亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡。
And then he moved into the land of Canaan. God never gave him any promise after that.
当他回到迦南地的时候，神并没有给他任何的应许。
God didn't show up every year to encourage him to reinforce this promise of God.
神并没有每一年都向亚伯拉罕显现，来增强他的信仰，来鼓励他。
It takes 25 years, the waiting period of time. After that, God gave him the only son, that Isaac.
后来只等了25年之后，神才给他他的一个儿子。
Actually, he failed on the way because he changed his mind.
并且亚伯拉罕实际上也在中间也失败了，因为他改变他的主意。
He waited and waited, even 10 years later on, it seems like God never fulfilled his promise from his mouth to Abraham.
所以他等了10年之后，好像看起来神并没有满足他的应许。
That's why he got the son from the Hagar, the Ishmael, after 10 years.
所以他就领养了一个儿子。
But later on, when God fulfilled his promise to him to give him a son when he's age 100 years old.
所以后来神给他真正的儿子在他100岁的时候。
God still waiting and waiting until this one is grow up to the young.
所以神等了很长时间，让他慢慢的得到锻炼。
And then God tested him.
所以神试验了他。
And asked him to offer his only son in the Mount Moriah.
并且让他去把自己的儿子在摩利亚山上献为祭。
It is truly the moment of trying to be very lonely that he has to prove his faith between God and him.
所以他在他那么相当长的一段时间里面，他必须证明他跟神的信仰。所以那是他是相当孤单的。
I don't know, because when he went up to the Mount Moriah, that when he tied up his son and put on the altars, now when he have to deal with the God in him at that moment.
所以当他到摩利亚山上把自己的儿子绑好，那时候就他跟神之间。
It truly become a lonely situation. He and God is there.
所以那时候就只有他跟神在那里。
When he killed his son, the moments that proved his faith between God and him.
所以如果他当时杀掉他的儿子的时候，他就能证明他跟神对神的信仰。
He didn't hesitate, but put the sword about to kill his only son.
他并没有犹豫，拿起那个镰刀，将会杀掉他，准备杀掉他自己的儿子。
He proved his faith the moment when become lonely, the alone between God and him.
他那时候他就证明了他对神的信仰。
Sometimes God prove our faith in these manners.
有时候神让我们自己来表现自己的信仰，从这个方角度来。
When Jacob also when he went back on the way back to the land of Canaan, also he go through become alone at one time before he cross over the Jabbok River.
当雅各回到迦南地的时候，他也是一个孤单的人。
He wanna be alone there. He asked for the blessing from God.
他情愿是孤单的，因为他那时候他可以得到神的帮助。
Truly, when he wrestled with the man of God and he proved his faith there.
所以那时候他证明了他自己的信仰在那里。
That's why man of God blessed him.
所以神就祝福他。
Change his name Jacob to Israel.
所以神就让他改名为以色列。
He proved his faith when he became alone, that when he only dealing with the man of God and he alone there.
所以他跟神之间证明了他自己的信仰。
We look at the Moses and Samuel and Jesus Christ, all these people in the book, in the scriptures, they all become lonely one time because they have to be deal with God with about their faith.
我们看摩西、撒母耳和主耶稣，他们都有一段很孤独的时间，因为在那种孤单的情况下，他们能证明自己的信心。
During the Jesus's 40 days of fasting, he was sent to the wilderness.
所以那四十天，当主耶稣在外面禁食，在旷野禁食。
There's nobody there, but he alone in on the wilderness.
除了他之外并没有别人。
But at the same time, Satan next to him.
并且是魔鬼来试探他。
Trying to destroy his faith.
试图摧毁他的信心。
If he failed at the moment that when the Satan tempted him, then he couldn't make this ministry finish up to glorify God.
如果他失败了，他就不能完成神对他的使命。
We know in the Bible that when he dealing with Satan, he overcome all the temptations.
我们知道，当他跟对付魔鬼的时候，他克服了所有的诱惑。
He truly proved that his faith to his father God.
他真正的证明了他自己的信心，对天上的父神。
We know because not our appearance of work for the Lord is important things.
所以我们 为神做工，这件事情本来就是很有意思的一件事情。
But the portion behind our work for the Lord is very, very important.
但在圣工之后，在那个圣工看不到的那一方面更重要。
Because nobody can see it, but only we know ourselves.
因为没有人能够看到，只有我们自己能够看到。
This is very private matter. This is a secret matter between God and us.
这个只是在神跟我们个人之间的事情。
We have to build up this relationship strong and firm in this, especially with God.
我们必须将个人跟神的关系建立得坚强。
And the second one, is we have to pray to God to enlarge our tent of God.
所以第二件事情，我们就是要经常向神祷告来。扩大我们的帐篷。
Every time when I pray with the pray here in the Northridge, it seems our spirituality is quite strong and great. I feel.
每次当我在北岭教会祷告的时候，我都觉得我们的灵性很好。
Because all the brothers and sisters, because we pray for the Lord for this church of beginning will for this purchasing this chapel and the beginning of this church.
因为我们一直都向神祷告，能够赐给我们一个会堂，能够开始建立这个教会。
I hope that we all the brothers and sisters continue pray in this manner.
我希望我们的弟兄姐妹们继续像这个样子祷告。
I can tell that this is it's hard to compare, but I can feel that this church is one of advanced church that can truly be be the one of the fullness of Holy Spirit within the church.
我并不想做任何比较，但是我认为这个教会是圣灵最充满的一个教会。
Sometimes there is a fullness of Holy Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit work with us. Sometimes Satan's also at the same time are taking us also the moments.
有时候圣灵充满我们，但是魔鬼也会来想把我们拉走。
So in order to continue our Holy Spirit work with us, we continue have to pray also.
所以我们必须继续地向神祷告。
The prayer is the strong our defense, our shield from our enemy of Satan.
祷告是我们抵御魔鬼的一种方法。
So that let the Holy Spirit continue work and expand this church to for the glory of God.
所以我们祷告让圣灵在我们身上做工，继续扩展神的教会。
Let us continue pray that we can continue experience of God more and more.So that we can our individual, our personal faith getting put our foundation very strong, each one of us, also the whole church.
So we should continue to pray,
让
我们的信仰在神面前越发的坚强。
Many times when I look at our young generation, why their faith is not strong enough, because they haven't experienced of God.
有时候让我们看教会的年轻一代，有时他们的信仰并不是很坚强。主要原因是因为他没有真正的体验到神。
Many use the receive Holy Spirit, but doesn't have the strong experience that impact their faith to motivate themselves to dedicate their life for the Lord.
虽然有时候他们说接受了圣灵，但是有时候他们并没有体验到神的那强大的力量。
That's why it's very important. Our whole church member we pray in now the same manner like this way.That we can reach every day by day, so that our next generation, our young generation, also experience of God with us.
所以我们非常重要的是，我们一起祷告，来让我们的祷告达到神，让我们年轻一代也能真正体验到神的能力。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18, verse 27.
我们看路加福音十八章第二十七节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 27. But he said, the things impossible with the man are possible with God.
耶稣说，在人所不能的事，在神却能。
The holy work many times we encounter seems like many things is impossible.
很多圣工我们看起来都觉得。不可能实现。
But when we engage in the holy work, we pray to God and sincerely with one mind, then we experience the impossible things turn out to be possible with God.
但是当我们继续认真的去做，并且我们一心的向神祷告的时候，很多不可能的事情都变得可能了。
Once we piling up our faith in this manner by our true experience of God, then year later on, and 5 years later on, 10 years later on, all the members here turn out a very strong faith in the Lord, and church could turn out to be a very strong church.
这样子我们就能真正的体验到神的能力，这样子我们的信心也越发的增强，这几年之后我们的教会就会信仰就会更加坚强。
When Elijah when he crossed over the Jordan River, he saw the Elisha next to Elisha, and how he crossed over the Jordan River.
当以利亚越过约旦河的时候，以利沙看到以利亚怎么样越过约旦河。
Before he ascend by the wheel, he crossed over the Jordan River, used his claws to hit the river, then it crossed, and then they walked through the dry land.
所以当以利亚在被接上天之前，他只要他在水中一点，水就分开了，所以他就走过去。
Elisha saw this incident.
所以以利沙看到了这一件事情。
When Elisha the ascend to by the whirlpool, the winds, and then the Elijah's the claws, it came down, dropped to the ground, and he picked up this one.
所以当以利亚被接上天的时候，他的衣服掉到地上，以利沙就接过了这块衣服。
And he turned around back to the Jordan River.
所以他就转过身。
He doesn't want to cross over by just on the top of the water, but use this claws to hit the water also.
所以他也把那个衣服去击打这个水面。
It truly happened, the same happened that with Elijah, that when he crossed over the Jordan River, same way, this river is separated. He also walked through the dry land.
同样这河水分开，所以他也从这个干地面走过来。
He saw the experience at the beginning, not by him, but by his master Elijah.
所以他并不是自己经历了这件事情，他而是看到了他的主人以利亚做了这件事。
That first experience gave him a great courage. When he turned back, when his master and disappeared, and he's the one now cross over the Jordan River, same manners.
所以这件事给他很大的勇气，所以他相信他自己也能做到同样的事情。
This experience turned him to very courageous, the work of God.
所以这件事给他巨大的为神工作的勇气。
We need experience that come from our true faith.
所以我们需要真正的信仰的体验。
If we do not have experience through our prayer, our faith, then our faith only through our mouth and our knowledge.
所以我们的信仰，如果我们不祷告，我们不体验神，我们的信仰只能停留在嘴巴说出来。
That's why the prayer is very important.
所以祷告是非常重要的事情。
Only through prayer it's possible that we can experience of God.
所以只有经过祷告，我们才能真正的体验到神。
Knowledge can prove this is truly the word of God that way. Not knowledge of Bible.
这个圣经的知识只能证明神的存在。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4.
我们来看
Zechariah chapter 4.
撒加利亚书第四章。撒加利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse
6. 第六节，撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6. Then he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord of Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts."
他对我说，这是神所指示所罗巴伯的，万军之神说，不是以号势力，不是以号才能，乃是以号我的灵，方能成事。
We know the true church has the Holy Spirit.
我们知道真教会有圣灵。
We do not based on our own man's logic to prove our church to improve and expand it.
我们并不用自己的知识来证明我们的教会将必须扩展。
Your faith and my faith, the whole church, to expansion of the glorious church for the Lord.Is through His Spirit, not our own knowledge.
所有教会的扩展是通过神的灵来。
Only the prayer is make possible our Spirit work with us to show His glory and His power through us, you know, in the church.
所以祷告是唯一的方式，让灵可以在我们身上做工。
I hope that our church continue pray for the Lord to reach to His expectations, so that we can receive a great blessing from God.
所以我们希望。我们要热心的祷告，所以神可以祝福我们。
Another one is we need a vision, so we need a dreams.
所以我们也需要有意向。
Many people, when they were bachelors, they when they got married, they're so rejoiced, so happy.
我们需要有长远的眼光。当我们是单身汉的时候，他们结婚的时候都很高兴。
Because when they got married, they have a new dream, come kind of start from then on when they got married.
因为当他们结婚的时候，他们有一个梦想。
That's why their face and each their spouse and they look at each other so joy each other and happy each other because they can do something together.
所以每次当他和配偶在一起，他们都很高兴，因为他们很高兴能够做一起在一起做事情。
The church is the same thing.
教会也是同样的。
When many people we gather together, we do for the Lord for our Lord.
我们在一起的时候，我们在一起为神做工。
This is the kingdom of God. This is the garden, the true garden of Eden.
这是神的国。
We can accomplish many things in the church.
我们可以在做教会做很多的事情。
But we need a clear vision in our dreams.
所以我们需要有长远的眼光和梦想。
We do not just come to the Lord without any thinking and any ideas, any things that, and just you know, not such without any dreams.
我们到神面前来，并不是没有梦想的。
When we come to the Lord, our mind, our heart should be actively the work for the Lord.
所以我们到神面前来的时候，我们思想也要活跃。
So we have to ask God to give us a true dream that the.Wonderful dream that we can come true through our work together.
所以我们要祷告请求神给我们一个理想，让我们能够真正的为这个理想去奋斗。
I'm sure because if our church we do this way, pray to God, and we this way everybody fervently we can do something for the Lord, then God will give us a wonderful dream within us.
所以如果我们每个人都这么做的话，神会给我们每个人有心中的理想。
When you know the Joseph when he's like a dreamer.
我们知道约瑟是一个善于梦想的人。
When he was 17 and 18 years old, his brother kind of despised him. They didn't like their brother Joseph.
和十八岁的时候，当约瑟十八岁的时候，他们的弟兄都不喜欢他。
Especially the Joseph talking about his dream, that seems like a kind of dream that they're telling them that they kind of the bow down to the Joseph, that they didn't like it.
当约瑟告诉他们他的梦想的时候，他弟兄们都不喜欢他，因为他们在那个梦里面，他们向他跪拜。
But this dreamer never give up to come true in his life. This dream in his life.
但是约瑟从来没有放弃，他最后实现了他这个目标。
Of course, they're on the way. There's many difficulties.
当然，在路上有很大的困难。
It's not that Joseph's life is smooth to reach to the his goal to come true that dream in his life.
这并不是说约瑟。他自己的目标要去。
It's not God just continually every day just to help. I'm here. It's not the manner, but God testing him throughout this from age 17 to age 30 when he become a prime minister, testing him.
神并没有在每一步都帮助他，而是在每从他十七岁到三十岁的时候都经常的来试验他。
But Joseph believed this dream with a full of faith.
但是约瑟对这个梦想。有全全的信心。
When he become a prime minister in Egypt,
当他当埃及的总理的时候
，When his brother came to him in front of him to bow down to him, then he realized this dream had come true.
所以当他那时候他的弟兄们过来跪在他面前的时候，他意识到他的梦想成真。
He didn't rebuke his brother.
他并没有斥责他的弟兄。
Actually, he welcomed them to with a full of love to accept them.
但他并且是他充满爱心的把他们扶起来。
Because know that this dream come from God, by the guidance of God, God led him to stay in the Egypt to put him the prime minister, not because of their brother, but because of God.
所以他知道这个梦想是神给他的，并且是神一路带领他到埃及成为首相。
We need a dream.
我们需要有这么一个梦。
We know that Joshua and Caleb they survive and they get into the land of Canaan, conquer the land because of they have a wonderful dream.
我们知道约书亚带领以色列人最后进入迦南地，因为他们有这么一个很好的梦。
But we know the 600,000 people they perish on the wilderness because they do not have a clear vision and dream in their heart.
我们也知道600,000人在里面倒闭，因为他们并没有这么一个梦。
When we have a dream, we can overcome many difficulties.
当我们有这么一个梦的时候，我们可以克服很多的困难。
The last one is when, in order to accomplish the will of God and all the given tasks for the church and for the individual, we have to sacrifice ourselves.
最后一件事情就是为了实现教会整个目标，我们必须奉献。
I'm sure because each one of you, you share your time for the Lord, your prayer, and the helping for the Lord, and it is a very important portion of your life.
我们都知道，大家都为了教会的工作而牺牲时间和精力，这是非常重要的事情。
Sometimes it requires your sacrifice, portion of your life.
所以你有时候你必须牺牲你自己的个人生活。
But we are ready to willing to sacrifice ourselves.
但是我们应该准备去牺牲自己。
Because what he promised us is too precious.
因为他应许我们的是太珍贵的东西。
One time the young man came to Jesus Christ.
有一次一个年轻财主来到耶稣面
前。He's really fine young man, that he's rich man, but he's a fine young man. He tried his best to keep all the commandment of God.
他很有钱，并且是一个行为很端正的人，他试图保存神所有的诫命。
But one thing he missed in the sight of Jesus Christ, he do not want to sacrifice himself.
但是他在主耶稣面前还少一件事情，因为他不肯牺牲他自己。
He's a material things, the material richness to holding him to him.Pulling away from Jesus Christ.
他物质的财富把他与主耶稣隔开了。
If we do not understand the promise of our gospel, the given us our salvation in our hand, we do not understand how precious it is that we cannot sacrifice to the Lord.
如果我们不懂得神赐给我们的救恩是多么的宝贵，我们就真正的不能去牺牲自己。
We easily can be like this young man, like one to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很容易就像这个年轻的财主一样。
Of course, as appearance, we try our best to keep all the commandments.
当然，从外表上，我们都尽力遵守每一条诫命。
But something the most precious one, we don't want to give up to the Lord.
但是有时候很宝贵的一件东西的时候，我们就不想拿出来给神。
Then we cannot get anything out of God.
这样子的话，我们就不能得到任何东西从神那里。
Today's the topic is enlarge the place of.Your tent.
So today I will share with you the expanding of the tent.
I hope that God bless us that this Northridge Church will keep expand to our truth to reach out to all our community.
We 请求神祝福我们北岭教会能够扩展，能够到整个这个社区里面去。
So to glorify God and receive all the blessing from God, each one of you.
这样子我们能够荣耀神，让每一个信徒都得到神的祝福。
In order to do this, we have to work for the Lord, each one of us.
需要这样子的话，我们必须每个人都为神做工。
But before that, we have to stand alone, firm our faith in the sight of God.
但在之前，我们的信心必须能在神面前站立得住。
And also, we continue to pray in this manner that we pray like now.
我们要继续的祷告。
So that we can experience of God continually.
所以我们可以继续有神的体验。
And also we need a dream that given from God, so clear us so that we can follow this dream to come true.
所以最后我们需要有从神那里来的梦想。
In order to accomplish this dream and visions, we have to sacrifice ourselves also.
所以实现这个梦想，我们有时候必须牺牲自己。
I'm sure that we can do each one of our dedication truly can make possible all these things.
我相信我们每个人的努力都能够让这些成功。
Let's sing him 395.
我们唱诗395首。